WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. This is Friday. It's May 18th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Another day of rain for much of New Jersey, and it doesn't look to dry out until Sunday. Continuing coverage this morning of that horrific school bus crash in North Jersey. A teacher, a student, dead. The bus may have missed its exit. Grief counselors are at Paramus schools. New Jersey lawmakers move to secure your personal information while online. In sports, Phillies beat the Cardinals 6-2. Mets and Yanks back in action tonight. And the Eagles have gotten a June invite to the White House. Details of our top stories coming up. In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, is it going to rain again today?
It sure is. We've got some rain pushing through South Jersey at the moment, and it is the southern half of the state that looks particularly soggy today. We've got a band of heavier stuff now lifting through Maryland and Delaware. That'll arrive through the rest of this morning. Now, north of Interstate 195 might be a little bit drier today. I think scattered rain, and especially as you get up to north of Interstate 78, might be a mostly dry day, in fact. Winds are going to pick up after sunrise, coming off the ocean, gusting to 20 or 30 miles an hour. It'll be overcast. Temperatures fall from the 60s into the 50s. Yeah, even if you do escape the steady rain, it's not going to be a real nice day. Wet again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. The rainy weather continues into the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Maybe some late day clearing. Highs around 70. Mostly dry on Sunday. Still a few showers. Highs near 80. Weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store. Now offering their lowest pre season pricing, save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price, plus get a free automatic pool vacuum or stainless steel utility panel. Visit athomerecreation.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Continuing coverage this morning of that horrific school bus crash on Route 80 that killed a teacher and a student. Schools in Paramus will be open this morning. Grief counselors are there. Kids on that bus are describing what happened inside the cabin after it collided with a dump truck.
We toppled over the highway, and so then a few people got out of the windows and they got out of the emergency exit on the top, on the roof.
The crash was so violent it sheared the front of the bus off and tore the bus's passenger cabin off the undercarriage. The dead student has not been identified publicly. The teacher killed has been ID'd as 54-year-old social studies teacher Jennifer Williamson. So what happened? Investigators are still trying to piece it all together, but Patrick Lavery joins us live with what we know at this hour. Patrick?
And it may be a while, Eric, before we know definitively, because one report we got yesterday was that a student's concussion was so bad her parents couldn't find her at the hospital because she'd given medical personnel the wrong name. This is a sister of one of the kids on the bus describing the chaos after the crash.
My mom called me, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Why is she calling me? And then she texted me, and she goes, bus crash on 80, Mason's okay.
The speculation is that this bus missed the exit to bring the kids to Waterloo Village. Other school vehicles made it there okay and tried to turn around in a police median. Again, that has not been confirmed, but the overhead images from the scene do show a crossing in that area, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. On air, online, on our free mobile app, everything you need to know about this story as it continues to develop. Dan Zero's commuter weather, temperatures starting in the 50s and 60s now. Steady rain for the southern half of the state that is below 195. We may not see as much rain elsewhere, but another wet night and rainy weather continues for tomorrow. Will the entire weekend be a washout? We'll have more on that coming up in the minutes ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we're going to have the latest on that salacious lawsuit involving a small-town police department and a giant sex toy. That's in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting in the 50s and 60s today. We will probably top out in the lower 60s and then falling into the mid-50s by late afternoon. And then the southern half of the state below 195 is going to see steady rain, scattered showers for the rest of the state. And far North Jersey may actually be dry, wet again tonight, rainy again tomorrow. Sunday may be in doubt. We'll have more on the forecast with Dan in just a couple of minutes. We were first to tell you about a salacious lawsuit alleging top brass in a small-town police department terrorized officers with a big blue sex toy. Now, in response to our report, Mountainside has placed Chief Alan Antanasio and two senior officers on paid leave. The lawsuit alleges a long pattern of sexual harassment with the sex toy. You can read the details and see a video at NJ1015.com this morning and on our free mobile app. A New Jersey school board member who was caught on camera cursing at a police officer and calling the chief a skinhead cop is now apologizing for her behavior, saying it was an irrational response. South Orange Maplewood school board member Stephanie Lawson Mohammed can also be heard telling the white police officer she's scared of cops because you guys hurt black people. Lawson Mohammed now says she's sorry that she allowed her emotions to overwhelm her and commended the officer for his patience. State lawmakers are considering whether to require internet service providers to keep your personally identifiable information confidential unless you expressly authorize its disclosure.
Legislation advanced Thursday that is sponsored by Assemblyman Andrews Wicker would prohibit internet service providers from selling or disclosing a subscriber's online browsing history and other personal information unless the user specifically opts in to allow that.
Some people like getting the little box that has shoes that they've recently looked at. Great, and that's your choice. But that's the key thing. It needs to be our choice, not the company's.
A second bill advanced by the Assembly's Technology Committee would require commercial websites and online service operators to conspicuously post their privacy policy. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police aren't saying much after a body was found along the road in Monmouth County. The woman's body wrapped in a tarp dumped in Wall Township. They're treating it as a homicide, but don't appear to have much to go on this morning. Are you Alice? A new report from United Way finds 31% of New Jersey households are considered Alice, asset limited, income constrained, employed, earning above the federal poverty level, but less than what it takes to afford the typical monthly budget in New Jersey, including food and housing.
The United Way Alice Project finds 974,480 New Jersey households living as Alice.
Families, we all know, that have little or no savings, work in jobs that are critical to our economy, and yet have trouble getting by.
Project Director Stephanie Hoops says the percentage of struggling households jumps by 10% when considering those earning below the federal poverty level. When Alice and poverty are combined, New Jersey's rate is a little better than the national average. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. A confrontation between two men over a woman ended in murder in Little Egg Harbor. Police got the call to a private home. When they got there, they found 25-year-old Kendrick Coley hiding in the garage, another man in the house dead. They say the two had argued over a woman in the house, and Coley stabbed the other one to death. As amateur beekeeping becomes more and more popular, you may suddenly see a swarm of bees in your local neighborhood or even your own backyard. But the experts say there is no reason to be worried.
According to Joe Zeltowski of the Jersey Department of Agriculture, there are probably at least 4,000 amateur beekeepers spread out all over Jersey, including the suburbs. He says each of their hives may hold tens of thousands of bees that will routinely travel around looking for pollination opportunities, but don't be nervous.
They are very docile. They're not prone to attack anybody. They're not the killer bees of the movies that attack people.
He adds when bees swarm in a giant mass, they're looking to branch out and start a new colony, and they're actually quite gentle. David Matthau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A Rowan University student in a lot of trouble after breaking into a school office to change his grades four times. It worked three times. On the fourth try, senior Katsov Shroff was caught in the act. He confessed it all, they say. He used a keylogger program to steal passwords and alter his grades. Emma and Liam topped the list as the most popular baby names in New Jersey for 2017. That's according to the Social Security Administration. Spokesman Everett Lowe says the favorable approval rating of the First Lady is also having an influence.
We're seeing a clear nod to the popularity of the First Lady that new parents are choosing the name Melania at an increasing rate.
The agency began compiling the baby name list in 1997. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Is it going to rain all weekend long? Dan has the forecast. Then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Dan, are we going to see the sun at all this weekend?
Possibly, especially as we get into Sunday, our drying trend will begin, although, frankly, the pattern doesn't officially change until, like, the middle of next week. Stationary front parked on top of New Jersey, plenty of tropical moisture to work with, so as disturbances ride along that front, we'll continue to see bands of rain, mainly in the southern half of the state today. That's south of Interstate 195. I might include Mercer and Monmouth counties in that category as well. That's the steadiest rain, and then scattered showers for the northern half of the state today. The further north you are, the better your chance of seeing periods of dry weather today. It'll be breezy with wind gusts to 20 or 30 miles an hour coming off the ocean, lots of clouds, and temperatures falling from the 60s into the mid-50s by this afternoon. Wet tonight and tomorrow, too. Showers and thunderstorms for most of your Saturday, but we might see some clearing late today. That would be late afternoon into the evening time. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and then Sunday not as wet, but still scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We're warming up to near 80 degrees with some breaks of sunshine. There could be a few showers around for Monday and Tuesday as well. New Jersey, First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, continuing coverage of that school bus crash in North Jersey. A teacher and student dead. Dozens others remain hospitalized. Grief counselors will be at Paramus schools today. That bus may have been trying to turn around after missing its exit. In sports, Phillies beat the Cardinals. Mets and Yankees back in action tonight. And it's the Eagles who get the June invite to the White House. Your bus stop forecast. And your commuter weather next.
Dominski and Doyle.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Double D, what's not to like?
Yeah, that's what you like.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. It's looking pretty soggy, especially the southern half of the state. That's along and south of Interstate 195. Umbrellas up today. Scattered showers for the northern half of the state. Breezy, overcast, and cool 60s falling into the 50s as the day goes on. Could be a washout in many spots across the Garden State. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is. On a Friday, we have made it through a week of rain, and we may have to get through a weekend of rain. Certainly, we'll be raining in many places today, tonight, tomorrow, and possibly into Sunday, though there is hope, Dan says, we may see a little bit of sun on Sunday. There also are some flooding concerns this morning, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Authorities have been handing out masks to protect people from ash as residents brace for an explosive eruption at the summit of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. One such eruption occurred shortly after 4 a.m. Thursday, but most found only a thin coating of ash, if they saw any at all. Winds blew much of the 30,000-foot plume away from people. Joe Lassaby of the town of Volcano says the ash felt like sand at the beach. Bit of an irritant, but not too bad. If you are thinking about putting your house on the market, you better act sooner rather than later. A new analysis finds we're approaching the few months in New Jersey during which you have the best shot at bringing in the most money above your home's estimated value.
Adam Data Solutions studied home sales for a number of years in six metro areas, either completely or partially in the Garden State. In five of the six markets, either June, July, or August were recorded as the smartest month to sell.
Nationwide, we saw the smartest month to sell in terms of that premium for sellers was actually May.
New Jersey's outlier, Ocean City, where home sellers would bring in the highest amount above market value in the month of February. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A lawsuit filed by a civil rights coalition claims racial segregation in New Jersey schools persists more than six decades after the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. The lawsuit from the NAACP and others announced on the 64th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education ruling. New Jersey has been labeled one of the most segregated public school systems in the nation by a UCLA civil rights report. A spokesman for New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he can't comment on pending litigation, but said he is committed to boosting diversity in schools. Even with the cool rainy weather we've been having, it is full speed ahead for Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables this year.
State agriculture boss Doug Fisher says the value of Jersey fresh vegetables topped $155 million last year, and this season could be even better.
Lettuces and greens are everywhere. Asparagus is peak season right now, so we're thrilled. That's one of the very first harbingers of spring.
He adds we're also starting to see radishes, turnips, leeks, and strawberries.
Before you know it, you'll have tomatoes. Besides the hothouse variety, you'll have field-grown tomatoes and corn and the regular full lineup that you would expect.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. A group committed to preserving New Jersey's historic buildings is out with its annual list of the sites most in danger.
When Preservation New Jersey makes the list, Director Courtney Mercer looks for structures
That are endangered either because they've been neglected and what we call demolition by neglect, or there is an imminent threat that a developer has threatened to take down the structure.
An example of the former is the lightship Barnegat, a boat floating off the coast of the Barnegat Lighthouse meant to inform sailors that their boats could get stuck if they get too close. Mercer says it was built in 1904 and has been a victim of nature ever since. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We're going to see rain again today and tonight and tomorrow, but what about Sunday? Will the sun finally make an appearance? Dan with the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, we continue sorting out what may have caused yesterday's devastating and deadly bus crash on Route 80. We'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
I like that you could just call in and say what you have to say.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets marginally higher as U.S. and Chinese officials held a new round of talks seeking to avert a trade war. Stocks in New York closed slightly lower. The Dow is at 24,713. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow's at the editor's desk. Our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
New Jersey.